Dennis Zine is here now, and he's a councilman. His district covers the southwest part of the San Fernando Valley. Dennis, welcome to the John and Ken Show.
Pleasure to be with you, gentlemen.
Well, I don't get this.
You don't get what?
I don't get this accepting Mexican identification now. You're making it easier for people who are here illegally when you should be making it harder.
We are not enforcing the immigration laws, and I'm not going to debate that issue. I believe the federal government needs to do more in enforcement of the laws. They're not carrying their responsibility. But what this comes down to is the LAPD comes forward and testifies in council that they want this, they support this. The cards will give the officers and give government the opportunity to verify who these folks are. This is a six-month pilot project. If it works, it continues. If it doesn't, it goes away. The Mexican consulate has a series of checks and balances. I looked at the card personally. It's similar to a driver's license with a hologram, and it's not some flimsy piece of paper that can be counterfeited. And the concern was...
Well, everything can be counterfeited.
Well, everything can be counterfeited in one sort or another, but this document that they have accompanying it with law enforcement and other organizations will receive is an identification to verify the identification. It's some type of a different process.
What is the point anyway? I mean, is this for handing out speeding tickets? I mean, does it really matter? A lot of these people don't have licenses and registration anyway, and if they do, they're probably going to lie about their name on the license and registration. They're not going to pay the tickets. I don't understand what the point is.
Well, the point is when an officer stops someone, when someone wants to verify identification, it assists the LAPD. The LAPD came and testified that they support this. They want this to take place.
It assists them to do what?
It assists them in enforcing the law. For example, if someone's committed a crime, someone gets stopped, they have no identification whatsoever.
Being a legal alien is a crime. Why don't you enforce that?
INS should come in and do their job, and they're not doing their job. But that's a whole different subject. INS is not carrying their responsibility.
I don't know. Why don't the police take them over to the INS office?
Because the city of Los Angeles, a number of years ago, decided that was not going to be the case.
Well, why don't you change that?
We are working with the federal government. We are working with the LAPD. We are working to make
some reasonable modifications. Well, it sounds like you're saying, since the INS isn't doing their job, we're not going to do our job either.
Well, our job is to provide safety and to provide public service to the people of Los Angeles. All this card simply does is provide a document that someone can look at that we know has been screened by the Mexican consulate, that we have the credibility of documents being produced. Now, they don't do a record check. They don't find out if they're a criminal, but it verifies the authenticity of the individual. In other words, it's authentic. And we also have...
It's authentic if the person gave the right information to begin with.
And the Mexican consulate has assured us by their screening process that there are documents that are required to make that happen. And
please, this is Mexico we're talking about here. I mean, come on.
We would put into place and we would keep for time and all eternity.
Wait a second. Wait, hold on.
This is a simple six-month
project.
Look
how incompetent the American government is. So the Mexican government is probably 100 times worse.
Well, I don't know the competency, but I do know that the card which I personally looked at, and I believe with my 33 years in law enforcement, it gives an officer a whole lot more than they have now when they stop an individual who has no identification whatsoever. And it's unknown to a lot of people, but it's accepted practice that Germany and Canada, they already issue these cards.
Well, we shouldn't do that either. Why are we doing that? We shouldn't accept the Canadian and the Germans either if they're illegal.
That's already been in place, and I found out about that when this was brought up in the city council.
Well, you guys are there to change things.
We are there to make things better, but at the same time, we have people in the city, whether they're here legally or not, and they encounter law enforcement, they encounter government services, they become victims of crime. We have an opportunity now to capture information. We have an opportunity to verify who they are. We have an opportunity to check with the Mexican consulate on the identity of these individuals. Where it stands now, they come and they say their name is Ken or John, and there's no verification, there's no way to document, there's no way to do a follow-up.
So what determines after 6 months if this is successful?
We will verify with the LAPD, we will verify with the city departments that are going to be accepting this card, whether it's working or not, whether there's fraud, whether there's corruption, whether these cards are being passed out just carte blanche. We will verify and find out. And if it's accepted and it's a standard that we want to subscribe to, and if in fact it conflicts with INS and the new policy that they've established, it won't continue. But it doesn't prevent anyone.
I just think generally...
Look, get one of the Gothard pot in a week.
I think the majority of people in California... would like more obstacles to make it more difficult for illegal aliens to function here, not less obstacles.
Well, one of the problems is when people apply for citizenship, when they go through the INS process, it takes a number of years. And we're talking about people who are not criminal element, who are going down there to obtain this, who have jobs, who want to seek that American dream. So all we're doing is giving them a six-month pilot to see yay or nay. And if it doesn't work, then I'll be the first one to jump up. And the police department that sanctions something, and that's what I turn to. What do you say, LAPD? And Commander Luke,
you're using the LAPD as a cover here, and then if the LAPD came up with a nutty idea, you'd be disagreeing with it.
No, the LAPD,
I mean, just because the LAPD wants it doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Because they enforce the law in the city of Los Angeles.
Like
since they enforce the law in the city of Los Angeles, we turn to them.
Enforcing the law means getting them out of the country. So you're selectively deciding what.
Have the INS commissioner debate that issue, because that's an INS issue. That is not a local issue. INS is responsible to protect our borders and to deport people who are here illegally. And if they would do
that, no, you just told me that Los Angeles decided. You just told me Los Angeles decided that you were not going to enforce the immigration laws here in the city a few years ago, and that there's no movement to change it. A city could decide.
Which does not prevent the federal government from doing their job.
And it does not prevent a Los Angeles police officer from arresting somebody who's in the country illegally. Don't snow me.
There's a current policy in the LAPD that they do not check immigration.
Right, so you could change that policy. You're giving the impression that only the INS can come and arrest somebody. That's not true. The LAPD can, and the Los Angeles City Council can demand it. You guys choose not to.
If that policy was changed, that is correct.
Well, are you offering a bill to change the policy?
Pardon me?
Are you offering a bill to change the policy?
I am not offering a bill.
Well, there you go. Then you're part of the problem, too.
Well, you can say I'm part of the problem.
You are!
The matter is, this city has a policy that I inherited along with my colleagues on the City Council.
So change it.
That policy remains in
place. So change it. So, change it. What, you think the policy is good that we don't enforce the immigration laws?
I think we should enforce
No, instead, you're really slick. What you do is blame the Immigration Service, but you won't accept the responsibility that you and everyone else on the City Council and everyone else in the LAPD has, which is to enforce the immigration laws. That's part of your responsibility. That's what most people want you to do. You just refuse to do it.
The LAPD policy of public safety in the City of Los Angeles is laid out in the City Charter.
Well, the LAPD policy is to wave at gang members now while they're killing each other.
If
so don't tell me.
If we incarcerate people for immigration violations, that's the taxpayers of Los Angeles. Immigration has a responsibility. They need to do their job.
You're giving me double talk. You're double talking.
To pass the buck off to the LAPD to do the job of immigration.
No. I'm going to say it for the last time, and then we're going bye-bye.
You are
in the city council. The council could demand that the LAPD enforce the immigration laws. The LAPD then could arrest these people and turn them over to the INS. You are all collectively choosing not to do it. So don't give me any other double talk.
That's a policy that has been inherited.
So disinherit it. So change it. Hello, are you listening? Change it. Be a leader. Do something bold.
We're talking about the card. We're not talking about immigration.
Oh, now you don't
want
to even
talk about the card.
Keep doing
that's
the dance. Keep dancing. Keep
the
dancing, buddy.
That we authored. That
keep
we
dancing
for 6 months.
You just exposed yourself.
Immigration laws.
You're change it.
You want to talk about changing the
Car?
I'm
going to talk whatever I want to talk about. You're doing a big dance here.
You wouldn't have the car.
If you enforce the law, you wouldn't need the
issuing. That is being accepted by the LAPD.
If you enforce the law, you wouldn't need the ID card.
That's
Hello?
The issue. The immigration law is a whole separate subject whole separate arena.
No.
That is not what the issue
Stop
is.
Talking.
The issue is
go
the
away.
Card. Whether we're going to accept it or not, we've chosen to accept it for 6 months.
Bye. See ya. Thank you for coming on. Dennis Zine.